The proposed budget released Tuesday includes cutting support for revenue and prevented planting coverage. American Farm Bureau's R.J. Carney explains.
The president's budget is calling for a 10-year, $18 billion cut to the federal crop insurance program. And it's something that AFBF strongly opposes. We oppose any attempt to reopen the farm bill.
Now, the request comes after Congress rejected a $3 billion cut to crop insurance late last year after initially approving the cuts as part of a budget deal at the time. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack explains the cuts.
This is a partnership and a balanced partnership between taxpayers, farmers, and insurance companies. And the reality is that in some of our, in the price harvest loss program, we are funding or subsidizing 62% or so of the premium. That is, the taxpayers are. We think it makes more sense in a partnership that it be closer to 50-50.
But House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas said the proposal would deal a severe blow to farmers and ranchers who already have suffered a 56% drop in net farm income. Senate Ag Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas echoed Conaway's statement, adding further that farm country is tired of persistent attacks on rural America. Roberts did say the budget proposals are essentially dead on arrival. But Farm Bureau's Carney said they will continue to work with lawmakers to ensure that Congress sticks to the budget deal it struck in December to reverse the $3 billion in crop insurance cuts, a move that had bipartisan support.